The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More delegates up for grabs today as Donald Trump looks to get closer to clinching the Republican nomination. The former president is overwhelmingly favored to add to his delegate count at the caucuses in Idaho and Missouri, as well as a convention in Michigan. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley still looking for her first win, but her campaign coffers do remain full.
The former Republican governor and UN ambassador says she raised $12 million in February, likely enough to allow her to remain in the GOP primary against former President Trump past Super Tuesday, even though she can't point to an upcoming state where she expects to beat him. Haley noted she outraised Mr. Trump in January and insisted the donations have continued to flow despite lacking a long-term plan to challenge the former president's commanding lead in the primary. Ronda Rockstra reporting.
More on these stories at SRNnews.com.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka sees more phony charges.
It is said that Leventi Beria, the founder of the KGB, his motto was, "Show me the man, and I will find you the crime." We have arrived at that point in America. President Trump solicited actions to guarantee that the 2020 elections were fair. That was his crime.
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 2 on AM 1280. The Patriot. Intelligent Radio.
With everything costing a lot more these days, a great way to save money is with the Patriot Half Off Deals program at our website, am1280thepatriot.com. Make sure you click the Half Off Deals icon so you can start saving 50% or more on great products and services right here in the Twin Cities. Your Saturday forecast, partly sunny today, high around 61 degrees. Tonight's low around 50 with some cloud cover moving on in this evening. Tomorrow for your Sunday, slight chance of rain in the afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, high of 70.
Portions of the following program may have been pre-recorded.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the show that doesn't have a dog in the fight. It's the show that is the dog in the fight. The Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot. My name, Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. My anniversary date today is the final day of the NARN's 20th year on the air. Much more on that coming up later today, and certainly next week on the broadcast, where we'll be doing our formal observance of the NARN anniversary. Hey, Mitch, isn't that running a little late? Well, no. I mean, the anniversary, it was March 6th, right in the middle of the week, and I want to make sure that we get a full 20 years in before I go commemorating the anniversary, which is, in fact, March 6, 2004, the date this broadcast went on the air. Things have changed a lot in the last 20 years, and yet some things have remained absolutely the same. We were the first grassroots, all-citizen blogger talk radio show anywhere in America. The format's been attempted elsewhere. There's a station in Boston that tried it for about 6 weeks. The local progressive talk station, which I'm told still exists, I'm not going to give you their frequency because they can pay me to promote them. I've done them enough favors over the years. Tried to bring some of the local lefty bloggers on the air 18 years ago. Of which the less said, the better. They belonged on the air about as much as they belong running a country. They stank. We remain. To quote the boss, we're still here. They're all gone. So that's the epitaph on them, and that is the thing we're celebrating. And when I say celebrating, the celebration starts next week. I mean, we'll be observing, you could say, Russian Orthodox Narn anniversary. No. It's the first Saturday after the literal 20th year on the air. And I finally am going to have some news to announce as far as a Narn anniversary party next week. So stay tuned. Mark your calendars. Get the kids to wait around. Record it off the radio on a cassette, the old-fashioned way if you need to. Something that people could still do 20 years ago, recording off the radio on boomboxes. What is he talking about? It doesn't matter. Stick around next week. Announcement about the 20th anniversary, and by extension, the 10th anniversary, because literally for 10 years I've been talking about having a 10th anniversary party, and, well, it's finally going to happen. We're going to cover both anniversaries at once. Anyway, some things have not changed. We are still the grassroots radio show. We're still the little show that could. We are still the place to go for honest journalism in the Twin Cities. John, honest journalism that reports the inconvenient truths that the rest of the Twin Cities media, outside of the good folks like Alpha News and Rebecca Brannon and Bill Glahn and John Phelan at Center of the American Experiment, and yeah, even the other boutique talk station. I mean, they will cover the inconvenient truths just as well, but we were here first. We are still the best, with all due respect to all the rest of them who do a heck of a job, and we're great to have them. And, well, in the immortal words of John McClane, welcome to the party, pal. I'm smack talking just a tad here. Anyway, 20th anniversary of the Narn announcement coming up next week. Yeah, there's going to be a get-together. Yeah, you can show up for it. In fact, we'd love it if you did. Much more next week. At any rate, let's talk about actual week in Minnesota politics. Let's see. One of those stories that just keeps on giving is the consequences and ramifications of the DFL's attack on police. The attempt to denormalize the idea of law and order. The attempt to make law and order optional and to remove consequences from criminals for criming. And that's really what's happened. In fact, we saw that writ large and nauseous this past week when the DFL, after introducing a bill that would have removed the sentence enhancement for using a gun in a crime, which, by the way, as we talked about a few weeks ago, is imposed less than half the time in Hennepin, Ramsey, and Dakota counties, and barely over half in Anoka County. They would actually remove the incentive to even do that, which is something that the Metro County attorneys have done only when they absolutely had to for the last 30 years now, actually. I mean, the sentence enhancement was passed in the late 80s, early 90s, as I recall, and Hennepin and Ramsey County attorneys have been squiggling away like little worms to avoid ever having to use it. Literally, less than half the time do they actually upcharge someone under state law for using a gun in a crime, which, by the way, is something that actually, that's a piece of gun safety legislation that actually works. One of the things they are doing is trying to make it illegal, trying to make you a felon if you're a law-abiding citizen and your gun is stolen. Yeah, I mean, they'll probably say there's some nuance to the proposal, but fact is, what it means is it will penalize you for being a victim in a way that they will not penalize the perpetrator for being the victimizer. And this is how Minnesota law is being twisted. And what are the results? Well, of course, last week we talked about the murder of two Burnsville cops and a Burnsville fireman, first responders to a domestic abuse incident. And in the last 24 hours, there have been two shootings involving cops. A Ramsey County deputy driving around on the east side of St. Paul was shot at by the passenger of a vehicle out on the east side. At last report, the officer's fine and the shooters are still at large. And then reports are coming in within the last hour of an officer involved shooting in St. Michael. Now, in this case, the officer is fine, and apparently the shooter is not. Suspect is apparently deceased. Reports still floating around out there, still looking for details. I haven't had time to look for those yet. But this was actually made available to us by Walter Hudson on Twitter within the last week. Oddly enough, hard to believe that the consequences for denormalizing law and order, for actually exalting criminals while hammering the law-abiding citizen, are more bad behavior. It's funny how when you change the incentive structure, people respond. When the disincentives to be a criminal are removed, you get more crime. By the way, if you look at the Hennepin County crime dashboard, the city of Minneapolis crime dashboard, early in the year, people say, hey, crime is down. Well, some categories are. Others, assault and vandalism, holding steady. Homicide is down a tad over the last couple of years worth, but it's worth remembering that the homicide rate in the last 3 years has been double what it was in the last decade, in 2014, 2015, 2016, when the whole state of Minnesota had as many homicides as the city of Minneapolis had 2 years ago. Ringing any bells to anyone yet? You remove the disincentives to be a criminal. Go figure, you're going to get more criminals. Anyway, by the way, it was caucus night in Minnesota last Tuesday. I knew it was going to be a slow one because the Republican Party took out the straw poll. There is no more straw poll for president during the presidential years. So a lot of people who came out to caucuses strictly to vote for their favorite candidate didn't show up. And let's be honest, there was no real drama in the race this year. I mean, it's all over but the shouting. Donald Trump's going to win the nomination. Say what you will. Good, bad, or indifferent, Donald Trump is going to be our candidate, barring some exigent circumstance that we can't possibly predict. If you're a betting person, it's going to be Donald Trump up against whoever the Democrats float or whoever is, well, let's be honest. It's going to be Donald Trump run up against an attempt at a Barack Obama fourth term. That's really what we have here. We talked about this last week, of course. The DFL was, I don't know if we talked about it, actually. Ken Martin went out Tuesday saying, I'm caucusing because Paul Wellstone used to say the future belongs to those who show up. Our caucuses level the playing field. Say what you will about caucus night, whether it's useful or not. I've had Republican friends who've been fulminating against the caucus system for years. They've almost got their wish. Caucusers right now are basically a way of electing delegates to go to legislative district, congressional district, and state conventions. I knew the turnout was going to be slow. In my district, it's always slow because I live in the most Democrat district in the state of Minnesota. And in a good year, well, a typical year, we might get 100 people showing up, which is a good precinct in some of your districts out in Chanhassen and Maple Grove. I get that. 100 people in Senate District 65 was a respectable turnout. 8 years ago, by the way, when Donald Trump was running for the first time and the battle for or against him was very much in everyone's mind and the straw poll had teeth, we had 500 people show up. That's quintuple the normal number. We barely got through that one with any kind of, according to the process, barely managed to make that one work. I think we had 200 people the year Ron Paul, 2012, when Ron Paul was on the ticket. Had a pretty good crowd there. This past Tuesday, no drama whatsoever. Donald Trump, the nominee presumptive already. I mean, really, coming out of the gate, there hasn't even been a competitive caucus or primary yet, and Donald Trump's going to win. So no drama, no straw poll, nothing to do but elect delegates to go to conventions where, God bless everyone who goes, but you're basically sitting around waiting for something to happen and to vote on things, to endorse candidates for office. That's what they involve this time around. And of course, that'll all be subject to the primaries that are coming up. That will be where the actual endorsements that place people on the ballot happen. So I knew it was going to be slow, and the weather didn't help. The first snap of snow and bad driving we had in quite some time here in Minnesota. I knew it was going to be slow. I didn't know it would be as slow as it was. 25 people out of a normal 100 that show up. So at least you have the knowledge that your vote will count in the Republican caucus system. The party will respect it. For better or worse, the party respects the results coming out of caucuses and conventions. In the DFL, Ken Martin's blandishments notwithstanding, as we talked about last week, the party has not I looked this up. The last time the DFL ran an endorsed candidate for an open governor slot was, this is a trivia question for you, when was the last time the DFL ran a endorsed candidate, he came out of the caucus system for an open governor seat? 2006, Mike Hatch, who is too far to the right to make it these days. Anyway, Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Pay. Let's talk about the repeal of the First Amendment in Minnesota when we come back. Go nowhere. Be right back.
She's smart, beautiful, and a former Fox Business Channel host. Now you can hear her take on the day's financial news on the Trish Regan Show on the Salem Podcast Network. Hear intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Just say, play the Patriot, Minneapolis.
Would you buy a brand new spa today if it were half price? AM 1280 The Patriot has one brand new Dominion Spa from a local retailer, and we're selling it for half price. You get a $13,450 brand new spa, plus steps, a cover, delivery, and installation for just $67.25. There's only one available. Buy it from the retailer for $13,450, or buy it from us today for half price at $67.25. Call the station for details at 651-405-8800.
What is dedication?
My biggest fear in the middle of my addiction was that my kids wouldn't have a father. I overdosed on heroin, and I lived. And I started thinking, you know what? This isn't my story. My desire to change had finally outweighed my desire to stay the same. I felt powerless for so much of my life. It's important to me that my kids are empowered and truly believe that if they can think it, they can do it. I definitely had to become a better man to be a better father. For the first time, I finally feel like I'm exactly where I should be, where I want to be.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hear the top voices in conservative radio on your Amazon smart speaker.
Now streaming AM 1280 The Patriot. Intelligent radio.
Just ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's play The Patriot Minneapolis.
The basics about financial literacy provides confidence in your investing decisions. Knowledge to make better decisions with or without an advisor empowers you to take control of your financial future. With the right skills, you are the best steward of your own money. Learn more today at a free in-center or virtual investing class at Online Trading Academy. 952-814-4410. Again, 952-814-4410. Or go to learnwithota.com.
Chances are she's listening to you right now. But Alexa has a lot of competition. Google Nest or Amazon Echo are two of the best. All you have to do is turn it on and tell it to listen to what you want. This radio station, of course. When she hears our name, we start playing. Remember, it's as simple as this. Alexa, play The Patriot Minneapolis. That's play The Patriot Minneapolis. Intelligent radio. We are AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 12A, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. Don't forget, Patriot half-off deals can get you how much? Half-off, 50%, there you go, it's right there in the title, or more sometimes.
to you.
So it should be the half off at least program, I guess. Anyway, great products and services in the Twin Cities, including Mathnasium. You can save on a Mathnasium learning certificate. Good for students K through 12. Covers assessment, registration, 7 months of sessions. 7 months of sessions. Kids should be a civil engineer by the end of that. Anyway, half off Mathnasium. Go to am12athepatriot.com. Click the half off deals icon or call 651-405-8800. That's 651-405-8800. 651-289-4488. The number to call should you care to join me, and I hope you do, as we wrap up year 20 of the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Yeah, I may mention that again a time or two. Of course, big announcement coming up next Saturday about the Northern Alliance 10th and 20th anniversary parties. We're just doing them all together to fight global warming. That's why. That's why we're doing it. Anyway, one of the things that I coined over the last 20 years of this broadcast and honestly also the 22 years that I've been doing my blog, shotinthedark.info, is the series of originally, initially, intentionally pithy and satirical observations about human, largely progressive human, political behavior, not entirely, but mostly, that I call Berg's Law. And the Berg's Laws almost invariably started out as jokes, as satire, as parody of reality. And in pretty much every case, they have turned out to be actually fully accurate and even ironclad guides to behavior of largely progressives. Not always, but largely. And the one that has gotten the most traffic, the one that is that I'm probably most known for in the world of social media, talk radio, blogging, to the extent that people do that still, and many of us still do, is Berg's seventh law of progressive projection. To wit, when a progressive issues a group defamation or assault on conservatives' ethics, character, humanity, or respect for liberty or the truth, they are at best projecting and at worst drawing attention away from their own misdeeds. And this has been something I've been calling up for almost 20 years now. I think I first came up with Berg's seventh law in, I want to say, 2006, maybe 2007 at the later. When a progressive slanders a conservative's behavior, their ethics, their character, their humanity, especially their respect for liberty or the truth or their fellow human being for that matter, they are at best projecting and at worst deflecting. We saw that writ, well, writ large is kind of a cliche, but we saw that writ, we've seen that writ slimy in recent weeks. For example, talking about the freedom of religion. Now, there are people out there who have an idea, what the separation clause is, and some of them are very, very powerful in this state. For example, there are a number of WAGs, I think that's a fair term for it, WAGs who pointed out that, well, conservatives are attacking the separation clause and conflating religion and state with this Alabama Supreme Court decision that referred to biblical tradition in its decision on in vitro fertilization, which basically says you can't go willy-nilly fertilizing a bunch of frozen eggs, frozen embryos, on the assumption that you're going to throw most of them out. The idea is that it's the opinion of this court and the opinion of the moral background of the majority of the people in this state and in this country, quite frankly, that people regard a fertilized embryo, not an egg, but an actual fetus, as being a human in, well, literally embryonic form. It's not ready to be viable yet, but then either are most millennials or Generation Zs, for that matter. I mean, most of them are not viable without parental help. The line that they called out is, it is as if the people of Alabama took what was spoken of the prophet Jeremiah and applied it to every unborn person in the state. Quote, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. Which is an appeal to biblical teaching as a way of supporting the idea that the question of when life begins does bear on the question of when is an embryo worth keeping alive as opposed to fertilizing, seeing if fertile, the example that people use is you fertilize several of them. If you're a couple going through in vitro fertilization, you fertilize one or more, in some cases seven or eight fertilized frozen embryos. You implant one or two. You see what, however many you see which one takes. You get rid of the rest. Which, if you place no value on human life, is just tissue. Chuck it. The Minnesota legislature last year legalized doing that with fetuses all the way up till birth and beyond. So what, a fertilized embryo, big whoop. Now, if you're on the other side, I won't say extreme, really, if you're on the conservative mainstream, you think that a egg from the Mona fertilization is a human. At least it's intended to be human, and biologically speaking, it requires at least six, the bare minimum, 5 months of gestation in the mother's womb to have a chance at survival. That's biology. Take it up with 20,000, take it up with 6,000 years of young Earth creation or millions of years of evolution. Take your pick. And people say, well, that's a violation of church and state. Well, interesting. So it does cut both ways. Hawaii's highest court ruled a week before last that Second Amendment rights are interpreted by the United States Supreme Court do not extend to Hawaii and its citizens, citing, and I quote, the spirit of aloha. So, cite the Abrahamic religion that unites Christians, Jews, even to some extent Muslims. Violation. Cite a intersectionally privileged native faith and its spirit of aloha. Perfectly fine. Both sides do it. And let's be honest, there is a side that's have been making a bit of a cottage industry of it this last couple of years. The religion of the secular left, the religion, I'm not going to call it secular humanism, I'm just going to call it the religion of the secular left has been at war in the state of Minnesota with all the rest of us for quite some time here right now. This came out this past week. By the way, we're going to be talking next hour with Representative Harry Niska about this because he and Walter Hudson have been leading the counterattack on this. And honestly, as I've heard said elsewhere, if you as a believer in any faith in Minnesota, Christian, Jewish, even Muslim, aren't taking this seriously now, aren't taking seriously the threat to your liberty in general, but especially religious liberty and freedom of speech that goes along with it, along with the assaults on the first, first, second, and fourth amendments that the state of Minnesota has dumped on you in the last couple of years, and especially this last two legislative sessions, it may be time to give up. If you don't take this seriously, it may be time to give up. This is about the same issue that got people inflamed in the last session here. Changes to the Minnesota Human Rights Act. Now, last year's session, they took out references to attraction to minors and removed the exception to the Minnesota Human Rights Act that said you can be attracted to people of the same sex. You can't be discriminated against. Okay, fine. There was an exception to attraction to minors. In other words, it's still illegal to have intimate relations with people who are not of age. That's not especially controversial yet. But the exception to the Minnesota Human Rights Act that made publicly expressing attraction to minors something you could lose a job over or not get hired over was removed. And when the Republicans say, hey, is this an oversight? The DFL said, no, it's not an oversight. We want this out of here. And they kept it out of there. So now, it's not legal to have intimate relations with a minor. But we are one test case away from it being perfectly fine for someone who runs, say, a minor attraction website or Facebook page publicly, enabling them to sue a school district for not hiring them or for terminating them for doing that. That's why they did it. Well, the plot thickens this past week. The DFL has been making other alterations to the State Human Rights Act with malice aforethought, directly aimed at people of faith, of all faiths. And this is part of a pattern of behavior that is essentially cementing their hostility towards people of faith. We talked last week, by the way, 2 weeks ago, about a group of Muslim parents in St. Louis Park who were supported by a group of conservative lawyers in fighting back against St. Louis Park's gender equity program, saying they could opt out of it, giving themselves the option of the right to find out what was going on and the option of opting their kids out. St. Louis Park is going now to the state legislature to get them to overrule the court by statute and limit the amount of impact parents can have on what their kids are forced to learn. Walking over the religious objections and the worldview-based objections of Christians, Jews, and Muslims. This is aimed at all of you. We're going to talk about how serious that is when we come back. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot.
Are you searching for a comfortable and welcoming home for an older male relative or friend? Look no further than Deputat Board and Lodge. More than a traditional boarding house, Deputat Board and Lodge is a warm, peace-filled community of men living together in a beautiful historic home. They're well cared for with 3 square meals a day, laundry service, and staffing round the clock. Deputat Board and Lodge offers semi-private rooms. It's modern with Wi-Fi and state-of-the-art security systems. Plus, it's close to the bus line. Residents do need to be able to navigate stairs. The Deputat family has been running Deputat Board and Lodge for 53 years, and their average resident stays for 17 years. To find out if Deputat Board and Lodge is right for your ambulatory male relative or friend, go to DeputatBoardAndLodge.com. That's DEPUTAT, Deputat, a traditional boarding house that offers a non-traditional change of pace. DeputatBoardAndLodge.com.
We all know that aches and pains come with simply getting older, but it doesn't mean you have to accept it. That's why I want to tell you about a special lady, Leah from Ohio, and her Relief Factor story. One Sunday, Leah was sitting on the couch in so much pain, she was literally in tears. That's when she decided to try Relief Factor. Just 8 days later, she found relief, and she continued to get better and better. To quote her, she said, "I am truly amazed at this product. Like me, who after 9, almost 10 years, almost a decade of low back pain, lost that pain thanks to Relief Factor. If you're living with aches and pain, see how Relief Factor, a daily drug-free supplement, could help you feel and live better every day. Get the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. It all comes with a feel better or your money back guarantee. That number, 1-800-4-RELIEF. ReliefFactor.com.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo-jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. I see light. By the way, podcasts available, am1280thepatriot.com/podcasts. Like a mirror. For all of your local shows, including the entire Northern Alliance lineup, myself, Jack, Brad, of course, King Banyan over on the 11th sister station. Yeah, AM 1440, The Businessman. Wow. It's only been 10 years. I should have it down by now, shouldn't I? Plus all your other favorite local shows here on AM 12A The Patriot. Just go to am12athepatriot.com/podcasts so you can violate the space and time continuum and listen to the broadcast whenever you want to. I get a lot of requests, by the way, for people who want to tune in to who want to listen to the show anytime they want to, just want to save it for later and have it as they commute to work or drive their routes or whatever they're doing. It's all right there. am12athepatriot.com/podcasts. So this past week was a big one for Minnesota. If you are on either side of the debate on religious freedom, if you oppose religious freedom, you're doing that end zone happy dance, or at least you're rooting for your home team, because Big Left is coming for the First Amendment freedom of religion. And if you support that freedom, well, I tell you what, if you could see what happened this past week and not take that as a call to rhetorical and political arms, not the other kind, I don't know what to do for you. And we're going to talk about that. We're talking about that with Representative Niska after the top of the hour here, but I just had to get to this. There's some more changes made to the State Human Rights Act. We'll talk about the specifics with Representative Niska in a bit here, but what we saw was what happened last week. There was a hearing in the Minnesota House of Representatives, and the opponents of these changes to the Human Rights Act, which would essentially allow transgender people who were not hired or who were discharged from jobs at religious schools, among other, or at religious organizations of any kind, to sue. And there were a number of essentially giving the state authority to shove its ideology down the throat of religious people. And there was a very ecumenical group of people of faith testifying against this. There was a Missouri Synod Lutheran. There was a representative of the Archdiocese of Minneapolis and St. Paul. There was a Muslim, one of the clerics at the Islamic Institute of Minnesota. I mean, there was a Jewish representative here, representative from a more conservative synagogue, and they testified against this bill, saying this would gut religious freedom. And the response, I mean, you expected a peevish response. What you didn't necessarily expect is the browbeating and gaslighting and defamation that came from. We'll start with Representative Lee Finke, a trans, perhaps you've heard, I don't know if you knew this. Lee Finke is a transgender Democrat representative from where else? District 66A. Lee Finke.
These schools want to hire teachers that they will continue to hire. They just will. We know how private institutions work. I went to many private institutions. We get it. This isn't doing anything other than saying to us, we want to continue to ensure that our children feel scared to be where they are. They are in your schools. Trans kids are in your schools, 100%, every single one of your schools.
And that is just a little bit of gaslighting right there, because it puts out there that there is some interest in terrorizing individual kids. The idea that first of all, the idea that you have kids under the age of 18 who are transgender as a result of a sober adult decision of their own is just a tad preposterous. But the idea that people of faith who are practicing their faith correctly are actively terrorizing transgender children is just a little bit preposterous. No, the idea that if you don't accept everything about a human being fully, including things that violate your religious precepts, the idea that you can love, that you're supposed to love the sinner but have issues with the sin, is something they want to abolish. They want to jam it down. Did I say jam it down? Yes, they do. Up next, go to, this will be cut number one, Breonna Curran, who sobered up long enough to give this particular bit of testimony in response to a number of religious leaders testifying against this bill. Breonna Curran.
I don't know where to start. I heard a lot of key words in some of those testimonies. I heard the word respect. I heard about missions. And one that really stood out to me is disturbing. That's what this amendment is. This is very disturbing. I am appalled that we are having this discussion.
Stop it right there. She's appalled that people are standing up for their right to have their own freedom of conscience. Not to attack individuals, no, but every single one of the people who are there testifying said, you know, we are all support people as individuals. We may have questions about the whole idea that a 14-year-old has the standing to say, I just want to get all of my gender-specific bits surgically altered. I have the agency to go out and have myself chemically neutered. But nobody said anything about attacking people as individuals. Back to Representative Curran.
Try to keep it as brief as I can, but this is infuriating. This is absolutely infuriating. Somebody had mentioned that this is a direct attack, and you're absolutely right. This is a direct attack against the trans and non-binary communities.
Stop it right there. False. It's not an attack against those communities at all. Those communities will exist whatever a Christian school in Roseville does. They will exist whatever a mosque in St. Paul does. The community, to the extent that it is a community, will continue to exist. What this is an attack on people of faith, institutions of faith, being able to have a view that dissents from that community and the party that they really do, whose bus they currently steer. Back to Representative Curran.
Here in Minnesota, but across the country, where we are seeing people flee their states because of things like this.
Stop it right there. First of all, if they flee the states because of things like this, that's them exercising their freedom. And if there is any actual coercion, if there's any actual hate going on that manifests itself it's anything other than believing differently than you, that's already illegal. What they're trying to do is to make thinking differently than they want you to think, then they will allow you to think illegal. And that's where the problem is. Back to Representative Curran.
Last session, Minnesota said you are welcome here. And we're not going to dial that back. We stand firm that all are welcome here in Minnesota.
Yeah.
So no, you cannot respect all people when you don't believe certain people exist.
Stop it right there. And this is pure gaslighting. This is absolute gas. When I say the DFL is Minnesota's abusive spouse, this is what I mean. Literally no one says Breonna Currid, who classifies herself as non-binary, or Lee Finke, Representative Finke, don't exist. You're right there. We know you exist. And furthermore, no one says you don't have every right to call yourself whatever you believe yourself to be. Knock yourself out. Live your best life. Dial it up to 11. No one has said, literally, no one has ever said you don't exist. And saying that I, as a matter of faith, can love you as a human being, but disagree with the idea that there are biologically things in this world out there among human beings other than male and female, other than extremely rare genetic mutations, is essentially requiring me to say 2 + 2 = 5. Where did that come from? Oh, yeah. Back to Representative Curran.
And I'm here to say that we do exist, and we're sitting in this room right in front of you. So if you can't understand identity, whether it's sexual identity or gender identity, perhaps, just perhaps, you might want to look people in the eye who do exist and are telling you that we are here as non-binary or trans.
Stop her right there. That's it for Representative Curran. I'll look you in the eye and say, yeah, of course you exist. Here you are. I'm not going to touch you. That would be an assault waiting to happen, I'm sure, if it were misinterpreted. God knows she'd misinterpret it. But you exist. And you can call yourself non-binary. And by the way, I will defend your right to do it. You're an adult. You can decide how you want to live your life. And by the way, Lee Finke underwent Representative Finke's gender transformation as an adult. I mean, he was Lee Finke was a biological guy up until not all that terribly long ago, and has opted to transition. And I'll defend your right to do it. But my faith says that there are two genders. And while I'll defend you against anyone who wants to harm you, or someone who tries to change the fact of your existence with kinetic energy of any sort, something you will never do for me, by the way, I'm referring to Representative Curran, alcoholic of South Minneapolis, or Lee Finke. As a person of faith, and by the way, as a person of science as well, will deny that 2 + 2 = 5, and I will deny that deciding that you are the opposite gender means you assume that biological identity. Men don't have menstrual cramps. Men don't get pregnant. Men who have decided they're women, and women who've decided they're men, bring their biological characteristics with you. And saying that that is anything other than that is denying objective reality. No different than Winston Smith being forced to say that 2 + 2 = 5 with alacrity by Riley in the novel 1984, something that we used to consider fictional. Oh, there's more. Let's take a quick break. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot, 651-289-4488, the number to call. If you disagree, by the way, you get on the air first. Representative Niska joining us in about 20 minutes to discuss where this goes from here. AM 1280, The Patriot, go nowhere. Angels on aerials in leather and chrome, swooping down from heaven to carry me.
You can listen to AM 1280 The Patriot on all Amazon Echo devices. Simply ask Alexa to play The Patriot Minneapolis, and you'll hear your favorite hosts.
This is Dennis Prager, and thanks for listening to me on your Alexa device.
You've heard of Heritage Christian Academy, but why do parents rave about this school? Using words like amazing, excellent, lifelong learner, experienced, blessed. Discover for yourself on Tuesday, March 12th at 7 for a future family open house. Tour the K-12 campus from classrooms to the sports fields. Visit with staff and leadership to answer questions and experience your student's day. Come find out why Heritage Christian Academy. For more information, search Heritage Christian Academy Maple Grove.
More than 200 members of Congress are standing up for AM radio listeners. I'm Brandon Tatum. The AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act will keep AM radio in cars, because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to pass this critical legislation now, or visit dependonam.com for more information. Message and data rates may apply, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This is Dennis Prager. Now you can listen to my show when it's convenient for you, and without censorship from big tech, become a member of the ultimate online community for all things Prager. It's Pragertopia Unlimited. Listen to the show on demand when it's easiest for you. This includes every radio show, every segment, and every guest over the last 10 years, and it's commercial-free. You can even share your favorite segments with your friends. Plus, you'll get the same email from Alan Estrin that I receive every night about the most important issues to read about. Pragertopia Unlimited members can also listen to every program, lecture, and course that is in the Prager store. Thousands of hours. You can even listen to all my Torah teachings for free. Share my passion for free speech. Join today and save 25% off the first year and get a free Pragertopia coffee mug. It's all things Prager, Pragertopia Unlimited. Go to Pragertopia.com or click the banner at DennisPrager.com.
This radio station is always on, but sometimes you need more content than you can take with you anywhere. That's why we invented the SalemPodcastNetwork.com. You'll find all the great hosts on this radio station, plus a few more like Charlie Kirk, Dinesh D'Souza, Trish Reagan, Jenna Ellis, and Dennis and Julie. There's literally no end to what they can teach you. It's like radio on demand. And just like radio, it's always on. Go find out what you're missing. Download the app, SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, reminding you, SalemNewsChannel.com, a news channel, loves America and isn't afraid to say so. Watch your favorite hosts like Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Brandon Tatum, Sebastian Gorka on the channel that believes freedom of speech and religion are fundamental to what we do. We put truth ahead of agenda, and we will not be bullied by big media, by big tech, or Breonna Curran. By the way, 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join us. I hereby invite Representative Curran, Representative Finke, and our next subject here onto the broadcast here to discuss this, because I'm going to have Harry Niska on coming up in just a few minutes. Walter Hudson will no doubt be joining us sometime in coming weeks to talk about this and other fallout from all this. It would only be fair if I invited all of you to join me on the show here to give us your side. Slay me. This is hilarious. I know. I mean, I'll try. I really will. I keep trying to give these people equal time to argue their case, to show us how this is not a trashing of the First Amendment, a complete obliteration of religious freedom. And by the way, I've heard people say, hey, they said the same thing about homosexuality. No, there was a, by the way, there's a freedom of association case there as well. I mean, that was a hit to religious freedom. Say, well, it's just freedom of bigots. Well, no. No. Well, that's another whole subject we'll come back to in coming weeks here. But and maybe even we'll talk about that with Representative Niska here. But there was another one. By the way, if there's anything I have learned to take as a warning, it's whenever you have someone who starts off from the left with, I was raised Catholic, but ... It's kind of like someone who says, I'm a gun owner, but ... You know what you're getting there is a FUD, someone who says, well, I like to hunt and I like to fish, but I don't think anybody needs anything but a double-action, a double-barrel shotgun. They're FUDs, okay? You get the same thing in the world of religion, and that brings us to Mankato Representative Luke Frederick, who had this to say in upbraiding those who had the nerve to speak out in favor of the First Amendment.
It is hard to sit here and listen to some of the testifiers that have come up to share.
Stop it right there. It's hard to sit there and listen. I saw the footage. And by the way, I'll be posting a link to a mini documentary that was put out about the testimony on both sides this past week. You can judge for yourself about the testimony coming from the religious leaders. By no means Republicans, by the way. I mean, yeah, Missouri Synod Lutheran is going to be a Republican, most likely. Catholic representative, 50-50 at most. Representative of the Islamic Center of Minnesota, not a chance in I can't remember the Muslim word for hell. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Not a chance in Richfield. Sorry, Frank. Let's go back to Representative Frederick.
I was raised Catholic.
There it is!
I went to Catholic school. I was one of those kids that you're describing going to a K-12 education in a Catholic school, going
Stop
to church.
Stop it right there. There is nothing in the world. I'm not Catholic. I'm not Catholic for reasons, and I've had this argument with my Catholic friends. I think we're all on Team Jesus, so it would behoove us all to not be yipping at each other about doctrinal matters entirely, since this all gets decided in the afterlife anyway. But, there is nothing in the world more anti-Catholic and antonymic to Catholicism than an angry upper-middle-class progressive who was raised Catholic and decided during Catholic school that not having the world centered around them was a big inconvenience. Anyway, back to Luke Frederick.
Every week at school, going to church every weekend with my parents.
Yep.
The core takeaway of that education for me and my religious background was to love thy neighbor, was to accept thy neighbor.
Stop. If you're a Christian, or even Jewish for that matter, or Muslim. You know that there's more to it than that. You love your neighbor, but you don't accept, if your neighbor's a pedophile, you don't accept that. You love them to the extent that you hope, and to the extent you're able, help them to overcome their sins, their imperfections, their human depravity. If your neighbor is a crack addict, you love them, but you don't accept their addiction. No, you help them to the best of your ability fight their addiction. If your neighbor, and this is where we're getting into the action, if your neighbor is a Munchausen mommy who's gaslighting and browbeating their minor children into thinking they're not the gender they were born, you love everyone involved. It is true. But you don't accept that. If you have a neighbor who's telling their children 2 + 2 = 5, you love them. But if you accept that 2 + 2 = 5, that is saying that you're perfectly willing to accept, when it comes down to it, evil as the same as good. That's not what any faith that matters teaches. Back to Representative Luke Frederick.
You want to come up and preach? I want to think of a Bible quote that says, "Those without sin cast the first stone." Everyone that came up to testify today was casting stones.
Wrong again, Representative Frederick. Nobody's casting stones. And by the way, that's a wonderful misinterpretation of that particular aphorism from Christ. It says nobody out there is without sin. It says nothing about not speaking out about sin. It says nothing about hiding the faith you have in the face of pressure from the world, the world that is not people of faith. Christ, conveniently, Representative Frederick left that part out about how you're in this world but not of it. Apparently, Representative Frederick, who wasn't raised Catholic enough to remember that part of the scripture, that you are in this world, but part of being called to faith is rejecting the parts of the world that are antithetical to what you believe is necessary to be part of the great beyond. He lied. And by the way, if you're in Mankato right now, certainly, dear God, you have to be able to do better than this for your state representative. I get it. That's where Waltz is from as well. There's something wrong in Mankato. Fix it, for the love of God. Harry Nisca joins us up next. Northern Alliance, AM 1280, The Patriot. Oh, we're just getting started.
Sings in a voice of amber, the dawn is surely coming. The morning road leads to Stalingrad, and the sky is softly humming.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Are you certain that your forever after is taken care of with your retirement plan? Tune in to this week's Money Matters with Al and Mike. They'll be discussing how to build confidence in and remain confident in retirement. After all, peace of mind in retirement will make your golden years much more enjoyable. Al and Mike will share with you 5 ways to remain confident in retirement. Listen to Money Matters with Al and Mike, noon on Saturday on AM 1280 The Patriot, or call them right now with your questions at 855-231-6010.
Retirement doesn't have to be complicated. Are you sick of all the fancy charts and investment mumbo jumbo thrown at you to justify the Wall Street fees you're being charged? It's not the size of your nest egg that matters, but rather the income it can produce. Hi, I'm Mitch Lyons, best-selling author and star in a brand new Hollywood documentary called The Retirement Deception. In this film, we traveled over 20,000 miles interviewing real Americans who have retired successfully with a great lifestyle and peace of mind. They share their stories on how they get more retirement income with the same dollar saved, and the money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even the super wealthy are shifting money into this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you are over 50 and want a bigger, better, stress-free retirement, call today to speak to a specialist and get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Retirement Deception. Call 888-365-1409. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you get it completely free. So don't delay. Call right now, 888-365-1409. That's 888-365-1409.
Been putting off vacation plans because you can't bear to be away from this station? Great news. You can listen to this radio station whenever, wherever, and however you want. Just download the station's app on your Apple or Android device, and your smartphone becomes your radio. Prefer apps like TuneIn, iHeart, or Odyssey.com? You can find us there as well. Got a smart speaker like Amazon Echo or Google Home? Just say our name and ask it to play this station. Or listen from the radio station website on any device you'd like, even on vacation. We are always on Freedom 1570.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.